弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
从今年开始，主放在我里面的负担，与大家一同交通关于神永远旨意的事情。
Starting this year, the Lord has placed a burden in me, to share the fellowship, with the Lord together with brothers and sisters.
我们很快已经到了年底。
We've already approached the end of the year.
我想今天我做一个总结性的交通。
I'd like to have a fellowship to wrap up.
今天的交通啊，因为时间的关系，可能有一点像干粮。
Today, because of the time constraint, the message might be solid food.
所以请弟兄姊妹能够耐心的体会。
So, please bear with me to take time to digest it.
我想今天我们分两方面。
So I'd like to share in two aspects.
首先我们复习一下过去我们所交通的。
First, let's briefly review what we have been fellowshipping on.
第二呢，就是今天的主题哈，就是我们要求问主，就是神永远旨意具体实行的路到底在哪里。
And secondly, it's regarding today's topic. What's the practical path to fulfill God's eternal purpose?
我常常感觉啊，许多属灵的名词是我所耳熟能详的，而且我也常常跟弟兄姊妹们讲。
I often feel like the spiritual terms are all familiar to us, and I also oftentimes fellowship with brothers and sisters.
但是啊，往往呢非常笼统，没有具体的实际。
But always they tend to be very generic and lack the concrete application.
所以我祷告主也帮助我们啊，能够找到神永远旨意具体实行的路到底在哪里。
Therefore, I pray to the Lord to help us find the path to fulfill his eternal purpose.
这也是今天早晨我盼望与弟兄姊妹一同的追求。
This is my hope as we seek before the Lord this morning.
好，我们先连祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
阿爸父亲，我们来到你的面前。
Abba Father, we come before you.
我们知道基督是你心中的宝贝。
We know that Christ is your treasure.
教会是你眼中的瞳仁。
And the church is
apple of your eye.
It's the apple of your eye.
求你借着圣灵启示我们这些软弱不配的人来宝贝他们。
May you reveal through the Holy Spirit that we can treasure them.
求父亲用无限的爱来满足所有渴慕的心。
May you love us with your vast love, for those hearts that seek you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
好，我们稍微复习一下过去我们所交通的。
Let's briefly review what we have been fellowshipping on.
我们看见神的话向我们指出神永远的旨意。
As we see, God's word pointed us to His eternal purpose.
就是在万世以前，在过去的永远的里面。
That is before all the generations and in the past eternity.
在神的心里面有一个奥秘。
There's a history hidden in God's heart.
那现在呢，在时间中呢，神把他心中的这个奥秘告诉了我们。
Now in time, he has made this mystery known to us.
神心中的奥秘就是基督。
Christ is the mystery in God's heart.
基督是神心里面的宝贝。
Christ is what God treasures in his heart.
基督是神心里面的喜悦。
Christ is the pleasure in his heart.
神永远的旨意就是因着这个奥秘，因着基督而有的安排和计划。
God's eternal purpose is centered on the secret initiated for Christ with all the arrangement and plans.
神永远的旨意就是要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地下一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
God's eternal purpose is when the time reaches their fulfillment to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth in Christ.
也就是说，万有都要彰显神儿子的荣耀。
In other words, everything was displayed the glory of His Son.
神的话又告诉我们。
God's word also tells us.
神永远的旨意就是在主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
God's eternal purpose is purposed in Lord Jesus Christ.
也就是说，基督不仅是神永远旨意的中心。
In other words, again, Christ is not only the center of God's eternal purpose.
基督不仅是神永远旨意的目的和内容。
Christ is not only the purpose and the content of God's eternal purpose.
基督也是达到神永远旨意的道路。
But Christ is also the way to fulfill His eternal purpose.
神既然定了这个旨意和计划。
Since God has determined this will and plan.
所以我们就看见父子圣灵三位一体的神，他们在时间中，在宇宙中，在环境中，照着这个永远旨意而有的安排和计划，他们行作万事。
We see that the triune God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit act in time, the universe, and circumstances. Every work of God aims to accomplish this will and plan.
神做每一件事情都是为了成就这个旨意，这个计划。
Everything that God does is to accomplish this eternal plan.
所以你看见神永远的旨意控制着一切。
So we see that God's eternal purpose governs everything.
不但控制着整个宇宙，也控制着整人类的历史，也控制着教会的道路，甚至控制着我们每一个基督徒的生活。
Not only does it govern the entire universe and human history, but also the path of the church, as well as the lives of every Christian.
但是我们也交通到拦阻我们进入神永远旨意最致命的原因，就是我们对救恩的看法是以自己为中心的。
We also had fellowship on the primary obstacles to entering God's eternal purpose. That is self-centeredness in our understanding of salvation.
为着神还是为着自己？
Is it for God or is it for ourselves?
为着神还是为着自己？是当时在伊甸园摆在夏娃面前的两个选择。
Is it for God or is it for ourselves? That's the same choice placed before Adam and Eve.
为着自己是魔鬼摆在他们面前的试探。
For oneself is the temptation that Satan placed before them.
我一直觉得这个致命伤啊，常常是隐而未现的。
I often think that the fatal flaw often remains hidden.
所以我想这个点我再多交通一些。
Therefore, it's worth to have an additional fellowship on.
为着自己是魔鬼摆在亚当夏娃面前的试探。
For oneself is the temptation Satan presented to Adam and Eve.
就像保罗所说的，我只怕你们心或偏于邪，失去像那基督纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。
Just as Paul said, but I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ.
为着自己也是摆在约伯面前的试探。
For oneself is also the same temptation Job faced.
也是摆在主耶稣面前的试探。
It's also the temptation the Lord faced.
为着自己也是摆在彼得面前的试探。
For oneself is also the temptation Peter faced.
大家是否记得在马太福音十六章里的记载？
Do you remember the record in Matthew chapter 16?
当彼得得着父神的启示，他看见基督是神的儿子。
When Peter received the revelation from God, he saw that Christ as the Son of God.
这个时候，主耶稣就开始向门徒说，他必须上十字架。
This is when the Lord Jesus started to explain his disciples that he had to go on the cross.
彼得把耶稣拉到旁边，责备主说。
Peter took Jesus aside and rebuked him.
主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。
Never, Lord, this shall never happen to you.
所以这个时候彼得成了撒旦的出口。
And at this time, Peter became the vessel of Satan.
所以耶稣转过来责备彼得说，撒旦，退我后边去吧。
So Lord Jesus rebuked Peter saying, Go behind me, Satan.
你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，你只体贴人的意思。
You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of man.
于是
Therefore,
于是
Then,
耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone will come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross.
因为十字架的意义就是不为着自己，乃是为着神的旨意。
The meaning of a cross is not for oneself, but for God's will.
其实为着自己也是摆在我们每一个人面前的试探。
In fact, for oneself is the same temptation in front of us.
大家记得约伯记里的描述吗？
Do you remember the description in the book of Job?
约伯记一开始他就记载。
At the beginning, the Job records.
他说有一天啊，神的众子来到耶和华的面前，撒旦也来到其中。
One day the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them.
耶和华就问撒旦说，你从哪里来？
The Lord said to Satan, where have you come from?
撒旦回答说，我从地上走来走去，往返而来。
Satan answered the Lord, from roaming through the earth and going back and forth in it.
耶和华问撒旦说，你曾用心观察看我的仆人约伯没有？
Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job?
地上再没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
There's no one on earth like him. He's blameless and upright.
撒旦回答耶和华说，
Satan replied, God,
约伯敬畏神岂是无故呢？
Does Job fear God for nothing?
你岂不是四面围上篱笆，维护他和他的事？
Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has?
并他一切所有的吗？
And everything he has?
那他所所做的都蒙你赐福，他的家产也在地上增多。
You have blessed the work of his hand so that his inheritance spread across the land.
于是撒旦说，你且伸手毁掉他所有的一切，他必当面弃绝你。
But stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face.
有时候啊，我们读约伯记，我们感觉那是约伯跟撒旦之间的故事。
Sometimes when we read the book of Job, we feel that's the story between God and between Job and Satan.
但是我们要被提醒一件事情。
But we need to be reminded of one thing.
撒旦在地上走来走去，观察每一个人。
Satan walks on the earth back and forth, observing everyone.
然后他在那里对所有人下的结论却是真实的。
But the conclusion he drew is true.
人行善，远离恶事，敬畏神，岂是无故的呢？
People do good and shun evil and fear God. Is it for nothing?
几乎都是为了自己。
It's almost for themselves.
为了神所赐的祝福。
For the blessings God provides.
我们中文不是常说，人不自私，天诛地灭吗？
We often say in Chinese that if people don't live for themselves, even heaven and earth will condemn them.
你若不自私，连天都不容你。
If you are not selfish, the heaven will not tolerate you.
所以撒旦对所有人下的挑战就是说，有一天，当神把这些给人的祝福都挪去的时候，我们会不会弃绝神？
So the challenge Satan posed to everyone is, one day when God removes all the blessings, are we going to forsake him?
所以为着自己是对我们每一个人的试探。
Therefore, for ourselves is the temptation for us.
感谢主，约伯胜过了这个试探。
Thank the Lord, Job overcame the temptation.
主耶稣胜过了这个试探。
Lord Jesus overcame the temptation.
但是彼得在这个试探面前失败了。
But Peter before the temptation.
所以人若自以为站立得稳，要小心。
Therefore, a man must be careful when he thinks that he's standing firm.
许多时候因为罪人的天性，连我们所谓属灵的追求都是以自我为中心的。
Many times due to the nature of the sin that the pursuit is also self-centered.
今天为着自己也会以这个属灵的面貌变相的摆在我们面前。
Today for ourselves it can be disguised to live for oneself.
一不小心我们就落入魔鬼的圈套。
If we're not vigilant, we'll fall into the trap of Satan.
所以我们也交通过追求向神和追求为着神是非常不一样的。
We also talk about the distinction between seeking to be like God and seeking to live for God.
虽然这两个方追求在本质上是不能分开的。
Although these two pursuits cannot be separated.
但是在目的上却是完全不一样的。
But in purpose, they are very different.
结果呢，也就完全不一样。
The outcomes are also different.
若是我们追求为着神，我们也会磨成神儿子的形象。
If we pursue for God, then we can be conformed into the image of His Son.
但是若是我们只追求向神，我们就落入亚当夏娃的光景的里面。
But if we only pursue to be like God, we will also fall into the same condition as Adam and Eve.
正确的目标决定正确的道路。
The goal determines the path.
也正确的目标就决定我们追求的结果。
A correct goal leads to the right outcome.
我们的追求可以变成一个宗教。
Our pursuit can also be a religion.
虽然我们有好行为，但是我们这个人会变得越来越大。
Even though we might have the good deeds, but the individual might be inflated.
我们这个人会变得越来越主观。
And we can be more subjective.
因为人人都称赞我，人也高举我。
Because everyone praises me and lifts me up.
但是若是我们一个人追求为着神，
But if one seeks to, for God,
我们这个人会觉得越来越小。
We can feel decreasing.
因为我们始终觉得我们亏欠了神的荣耀。
Because we always feel falling short of His glory.
因为你眼中所注意的是弟兄姊妹。
Because in your eyes, we care brothers and sisters.
当你眼中注意弟兄姊妹的时候，你才发现一件事情，原来我们的心眼这么小。
If we care for brothers and sisters, we can see that our vision is so tiny.
你才会发觉我们爱人的度量就这么小。
And again, our vision is so tiny.
所以我们甚至会恨恶我们自己。
And we even will hate ourselves.
但是感谢神安慰我们的是，神反而显出他的喜悦来。
But we praise the Lord. What He comforts me is that He shows His pleasure.
神的喜悦就满足了。
He is satisfied.
所以我们也提到两个帮助，能够让我们对救恩的看法，把我们从自己身上转着为着神。
We also mentioned two understandings that transform our view from for ourselves to for God.
若是我们没有这两个认识，可能神永远的旨意对我们一直是客观的。
Without these two understandings, the God's eternal purpose may remain objective.
可能只是道理、知识和神学。
It could be merely knowledge, doctrine, and religious ideals.
我们只活在一个宗教的理想的里面。
And we will be living in the religious ideals.
这两个基本的认识，第一个就是认识神是我们的父。
The first understanding is knowing God is our Father.
我们要回到那个单纯、那个爱的动机的里面。
We must return to a simple, love-driven motivation.
我们知道18世纪开始了以人性为中心的、人理性为中心的启蒙运动。
We know that in the 18th century, during the Enlightenment, that there is a rationalism.
Yeah. 启蒙运动就兴起了自由派的神学。
The rationalism led to the liberal theologians.
他们否定圣经中所有的神迹奇事。
They rejected all the miracles in the Bible.
一个非常出名的神学家，他就起来写作来抵挡这个势力。
One renowned theologian rose up to write against this trend.
他曾经被问到一件事情。
He was asked with this one question.
他说，他人问他说，你脑海中啊闪过最伟大的神学思想是什么？
People asked him, "What is the greatest theological thought in your mind?"
我们都觉得神学家一定是大头脑、思想非常复杂的人。
We often think that theologians have very complex thoughts.
所以人们也等待着一个非常复杂、非常有学问的答案。
Therefore, people are looking for this complex and scholarly response.
但是他的回答却是
，But his answer was this:
耶稣爱我，我知道，因为圣经告诉我。
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
这就是回到那个单纯、那个爱的动机的里面。
And this is returning to the simple, love-driven motivation.
但是我刻意的没有提到他的名字。
However, I intentionally hid his name.
因为他后来的神学带给教会更大的危险。
Because later on, his theological position brought more harm to church.
这也是我读教会历史常常有的感慨。
And this is the sigh I had when I read the church history.
当人进入知识、道理和神学的时候，往往就失去了那个单纯。
When people enter into knowledge, doctrine, and theology, they often lose their simplicity.
我求主让我保持那个单纯爱的动机。
I pray to the Lord for me to keep this simple, love-driven motivation.
不只是知识和道理。
Not only the knowledge and principles.
神永远的旨意不是神学的讨论。
God's internal purpose is not a matter of theological debate.
第二个，我们讲到一个重要的认识，就是十字架的目的和道路。
The second important understanding is knowing the purpose and path of the cross.
十字架有三个层次的经历。
The cross has three layers of experience.
第一层是因为我们属基督的，所以世界就会恨恶我们。
The first layer is because we belong to Christ, the world will hate us.
所以我们会遭遇世界来的苦难。
That's why we experience the sufferings from the world.
第二层是十字架要来洁净我们这个人，对付罪和我们的肉体。
The second layer is that the cross is to cleanse us against sin and flesh.
但是为了神的旨意，我们要追求的是第三层的经历。
But for God's purpose, we must pursue the third layer of experience.
十字架第三层是主十字架的道路。
The third layer is the path of the cross.
是因为我们爱神，爱神的旨意，爱神的家，所必须经历的舍己和凌辱。
Because we love God's household and His will, we must experience self-denial and humiliation.
所以我们交通道，我们要从享受主十字架所完成的工作，我们要进入跟随主十字架的道路。
Therefore, we shared about moving from enjoying the work completed by the Lord's cross to walking the path of following the Lord's cross.
十字架在追求神永远的旨意上，能够拯救我们脱离以自我为中心。
The cross in pursuing God's eternal purpose saves us from self-centeredness.
彼得在这个试探面前失败，成为我们每一个人的提醒。
Peter's failure before in this temptation serves as a reminder to everyone.
因为我们可以像彼得一样，我们得着启示，我们认识主耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
We can be like Peter and receive the revelation to recognize Christ as the Son of God.
我们也愿意相信他，跟随他。
We are also willing to trust in him and follow him.
我们也会有许多美好的经历，像彼得一样。
We will also have the wonderful experiences just like Peter.
但是我们可不可以单纯的爱神，为着神跟随主走十字架的道路
？But can we simply love God for God's sake to follow the Lord on the path of the cross？
所以你看见马太福音它记载的顺序是非常有意义的。
So we see the significance of the sequence in the book of Matthew.
首先是彼得认耶稣基督是神的儿子。
Firstly, Peter recognized Christ as the Son of God.
之后主耶稣启示十字架的道路。
Afterwards, the Lord Jesus revealed the path.
但是彼得在十字架道路上跟不上去。
But Peter was falling behind.
所以主就教导门徒说，若有人要跟从主，必须放下自己，体贴神的意思，不体贴人的意思。
Then the Lord taught the disciples, saying, if anyone wants to follow the Lord, they must deny themselves to care for God's will, not man's.
所以我们要从认识主耶稣十字架所成就的工作，我们要上升到进入跟随主十字架的道路。
Therefore, we need to progress from recognizing the work accomplished by the cross to entering into and following the path of the Lord's cross.
所以属灵的追求不是为了自己，乃是为着神的目的和旨意。
Therefore, the spiritual pursuit is not for ourselves, but for God's will.
好，上面所说的都是根据过去所交通的有的一些复习和补充。
Okay, what was mentioned earlier was just a recap.
So, 今天最后我想要交通的是我们要来看神永远旨意具体实行的路在哪里。
Today, I would like to share about where the practical path to fulfill God's eternal purpose.
我们提到具体实行路的时候啊，常常会听人说，很笼统的说。
When we talk about the practical path, we might hear people saying vaguely,
我们只要跟随圣灵，跟随基督就好了。
We just need to follow the Holy Spirit and follow Christ.
这当然没有错，这看起来非常简单明了。
Of course, this is true, and then it seems simple.
但是若是确实是如此这么简单的话，为什么我们又常常会问说，当我们面对选择的时候，我如何知道这是否是神的旨意呢？
But if you were so straightforward, why do we often ask ourselves, when faced with two choices, how do we know that's God's will?
我们怎么知道这是圣灵的感动还是我自己的感觉呢？
How do I know if it's the moving of from the Holy Spirit or it's my own feeling?
我怎么知道这是不是我自己的情感或我自己的欲望呢？
How do I know if it's my own desire and emotions?
所以我们提醒大家，神永远的旨意是为着基督。
Therefore, I would like to remind everyone that God's eternal purpose is for Christ.
主基督耶稣也是完成神旨意的道路。
And the Lord Christ Jesus is also the path to fulfill His eternal purpose.
所以基督是一切，又在一切之内， 主在凡事上居首位。
Christ is in all, is all and in all. The Lord has preeminence in everything.
这些都是我们耳熟能详的，但是这些不能仅仅是一个笼统的概念。
These are all the things we are very familiar with, but they cannot stay vague.
因为这些在神心里面是有非常具体的方向和目标的。
Because they have very specific directions and goals in God's heart.
你看见这些具体的方向和目标的时候，你可以非常清楚地看见教会它的目的和它的角色。
In these specific directions and goals, you can clearly see the purpose and role of the church.
以弗所书三章十节，他说为要借着教会，使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
Ephesians 3:10 says, His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms.
基督是成就神旨意的道路。
Christ is the path to fulfill God's purpose.
教会是成就神旨意的器皿。
Church is the vessel to fulfill God's will.
基督和教会有一个不可分割的关系。
Christ and the church have an inseparable relationship.
并且你也看见神创造人为什么要照着他们的形象。
And you can see why God created man in his own image.
我们知道是为了能够磨成神儿子的形象。
We know that it is so that we can be conformed to the image of the Son.
但是你要再问，为什么我们要磨成神儿子的形象？
But if you ask, why do we need to be conformed into the image of God's Son?
所以简单的说，就是借着教会，借着神所呼召出来的人。
Simply put, through the church and through the people God has called.
在神永远旨意成就的时候。
When God's eternal purpose is fulfilled.
在将来的永远的里面。
In the eternal future,
万有要把三位一体独一真神当得的尊贵荣耀和敬拜归给独一的神。
All things will ascribe the due honor, glory, and worship to the one true triune God.
那什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
简单的说，
Simply saying,
就着父神来说，父神要得着一个大家庭，得着众子，教会是神的家。
Regarding God the Father has gained a great family, many sons, and the church is the household of God.
因为神家中的众子都是按着基督的模型磨成神儿子的形象。
The children in God's household are all conformed into the image of God's Son.
都有基督的形象，也都表现基督的性情。
They all bear God's image and exhibit Christ's character.
并且基督是长子，他亲自治理神的家。
Also, Christ, as the firstborn, governs God's household.
所以基督如何是一切又在一切之内，他居首位。
Just as Christ is in all, is all and in all.
就着基督来说，
Regarding Christ,
基督神的儿子，他要得着教会，教会是基督的身体。
Christ, the Son of God, has gained the church is the body of Christ.
基督是头。
Christ is the head.
基督做元首，是教会全体之首，他居首位。
Christ as the head of the church, he has the preeminence.
整个基督的身体能够磨成神儿子的形象，长成基督的身量。
The whole body of Christ is conformed into the image of God's Son and grows to the stature of Christ.
基督的身体长成之后，他一方面能够彰显基督的丰满。基督是一切又在一切之内。
When the body of Christ matures, it manifests Christ's fullness on one hand. Christ is all and in all.
另一面就是心腹装饰整齐成熟，成为基督的心腹。
On the other hand, it becomes the bride adorned and mature, ready to be the bride of Christ.
教会是基督的心腹，与基督一同掌权。
The church as the bride of Christ reigns together.
就着圣灵来说，第三方面。
Speaking to the spiritually, the third aspect.
圣灵得着居住的灵宫，彰显神的荣耀和美德。
The Holy Spirit has gained a dwelling place, a spiritual house that displays God's glory and virtues.
基督是从死里首先复生的，主乃活石。
Christ is the first to rise from the dead. He is the living stone.
固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。基督是那房角石。
Even though rejected by people, he was chosen and precious to God. Christ is the cornerstone.
大家知道房角石是什么？
Do we know what the cornerstone is?
那个时代人用石头盖房子。
In the ancient time, when people built the house with stones,
所立的第一块石头，它必须是又大并且切割的要方方正正的。
The first stone they lay has to be large and perfectly squared.
啊，必须切割的方方正正，因为它就是整个房子长、宽、高的准绳。
It has to be perfectly cut in square because it set the height, the length, and the width of the entire building.
如果它不是直角的，有一点点的斜度。
If it wasn't a perfect right angle and has a little bit slope.
最后的房子的墙就是倾斜的。
The wall will also be tilted.
房子盖完就不是四方的。
The house will not be square.
它必须大，是因为以后所立的每一块石头都是靠着它。
The cornerstone has to be large because every other stone will rely on it.
所以它必须承受每一块石头的重量。
It has to bear the weight of all the stones.
它不能稍微的移动的。
It cannot shift even a little bit.
所以各房靠基督，靠那房角石联络的合适。
Therefore, every part of the house is joined together properly.
它乃居首位。
He has the preeminence.
主乃活石。
The Lord is the living stone.
我们每个人都磨成神儿子的形象，我们来到主面前也都是活石。
We're all conformed to the image of God's Son. When we come to the Lord, we are also a living stone.
所以我们被建造成灵宫，教会是灵宫，是神的殿。
Therefore, we're built into a spiritual house. Church is the spiritual house, the temple of God.
我知道这有点像干粮。
We know that this seems like a solid food.
但是弟兄姊妹就请你勉强的把它记住。
But bear with me and please remember this.
圣灵以后会开启我们的。
The Holy Spirit will open us.
当我们里面有这个爱慕，他一定会开启我们的。
When we have this yearning, he will open us.
但是即便这样子，我们还要继续的问。
But even with this, we continue to ask.
这些事情拉到我们教会生活侍奉中的学习和操练，那个达到并进入实际的路到底在哪里？
Where is the path for us to have this practical application in our church life?
因为讲的好像很复杂。
It seems very complicated.
那个秘诀和路在哪里？
What's the secret and where's the way?
那个秘诀和路就是在教会中追求身体合一的见证。
The secret and the way lies in pursuing the testimony of the unity of Christ's body in the church.
这个是我今天交通的负担。
And this is the burden I am sharing today.
我们必须找到在教会生活侍奉中的学习和操练的路。
We must find a path of learning and practice in our church life.
不是这边的你讲一点，那边讲一点，零零星星的事情。
And it's not here and there fragmented and scattered.
圣经对教会有许多不同的描述。
The Bible provides many descriptions of the church.
是的，每一个描述都有重要的意义。
Each description has its significance.
例如讲到教会是圣城新耶路撒冷。
For example, the church is the new, is the holy city, the new Jerusalem.
教会是新人。
The church is the new man.
教会是羔羊的妻。
The church is the bride of the.
教会是神的家。
Is the household of God.
教会是精兵。
Church is the army.
教会是神所耕种的田地。
Church is the field of God's
cultivation. 教会是真理的柱石和根基。
Church is the pillar and foundation.
等等等等
etc.
所以圣经里对教会有非常多的不同的描述。
The Bible has many different descriptions of the church.
但要注意的。
But we must pay attention to this.
就是就着教会的实行和走路来说。
In terms of the church's practical living.
今天在地上在教会的侍奉中最重要的就是建立基督的身体。
Today on earth, the most important thing is to build up, the body.
因为当身体被建立的时候，基督作为头，作为元首的实际就在那里。
Because when the body is built up, the reality of Christ as head is present.
当身体被建立的过程当中，福音就传开了。
When the body is built up, the gospel is spread.
当身体被建立的过程当中，我们每个人就渐渐磨成神儿子的形象。
When the body is built up, we are gradually conformed to the image of God.
当身体被建立的时候，神的家就在那里。
When the body is built up, God's household is established.
当身体被建立了以后，新人就出现了。
When the body is built up, the new man appears.
当身体被建立的时候，神的殿的意义就显明了。
When the body is built up, the meaning of God's temple is revealed.
当身体成熟的时候，就是羔羊的妻预备成熟的时候。
When the body matures, the bride of the Lamb also reaches maturity.
所以，我们要注意的，今天在教会的实行和走路来说，最重要的是建立基督的身体。
Therefore, it's important to know that, we are talking about building up the body of Christ.
对，但是我们要注意，我们讲的是建立基督的身体。
Yes, we're talking about building up the body of Christ.
因为五旬节教会基督的身体已经被圣灵进成功诞生了。
Because at Pentecost, the church was baptized by the Holy Spirit and established.
我们不是去创造。
It's not us creating it.
我们讲的是建立。
We're talking about building up.
所以我们要在爱中让这个身体渐渐成熟，长大成人。
So we have to grow it in love and see it reach to adulthood.
满有基督长成的身量。
To reach the fullness of the stature of Christ.
所以我们知道身体不是个比喻。
Therefore, the body is not a metaphor.
教会就是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
不是说教会好像基督的身体。
It's not the church is like the body of Christ.
教会就是基督的身体，一个活的生命体。
Church is the body of Christ, a living organism.
所以讲到身体必须建立，就必须有基督做元首的实际。
When speaking of the body, it must reflect the reality of Christ.
否则一个身体没有头的话，它就不是身体，它是尸体。
Otherwise, body without a head is a corpse, not a living body.
所以基督身体合一的见证，所以不是人的联合和组合。
The testimony of the unity of Christ's body is not man-made union.
也不是大家相亲相爱，聚集得很快乐，但是基督做元首的实际和神的旨意却不在其中。
It's not a church gathering,to gather joyfully in love, but the reality of Christ as head is absent.
圣经其实对这方面有许多重要的说明。
The Bible has many explanations to this teaching.
以弗所书四章里讲到要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Ephesians 4 it says, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
罗马书我们也很熟，不但如此，我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
In Romans it says, not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, grown inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers.
是我们说磨成神儿子的形象是不错的。
Yes, we did say that it is good to be conformed to the image of God's son.
属灵有个人的一面。
Spiritual growth has a personal aspect.
我们必须让主的性格成长在我们的里面。
We must allow the character to be built up and growing within us.
但是罗马书第八章他讲到磨成神儿子的形象，我们等候儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
But Romans 8 speaks of being conformed to the image of God's Son, and we wait for the adoption as sons, the redemption of our body.
你要注意，在这里文法上，他说我们是多数的，但是这里的身体得赎，那个身体是单数的。
We must pay attention to this, that grammarly, we here are plural,But the body, the word body is singular.
所以他不是讲到许多的身体，他讲到的是那个团体基督的身体，
So it doesn't refer to many other bodies, but this body, the corporate body of Christ.
所以这个磨成神儿子的形象，这个形象也不是我们个人。
Therefore, the image is also not individual.
所以我们讲到磨成神儿子的形象，长大成人，满有基督的身量，说的不仅是我们个人，更准确的乃是整个基督的身体。
When we talk about being conformed to the image of God's Son, growing to maturity and attaining the full stature of Christ, it's not referring to the individuals, but the entire corporate body of Christ.
约翰福音十七章
John chapter 17
是主耶稣上十字架为着门徒向着父神的祷告。
It is the Lord's prayer to Father God before he went on the cross.
使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以知道你差了我来，可以信你差了我来。
That all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
你所赐给我的荣耀，我已经赐给他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。
I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me.
我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来。
May they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me.
中文里头四次提到合一。
In the Chinese text, The unity is mentioned four times.
两次提到叫世人信知道你差了我来。
It's also mentioned twice that the world may believe that you have sent me.
我们都喜欢传福音，但是我们可能忽略教会的合一更能使人世人相信主。
We all love to preach the gospel, but we may overlook the fact that the unity of the church is more powerful in helping the world believe in the Lord.
多少次传福音，你听见福音朋友说，你们基督徒都信同一位主，可是你看，有多少宗派，你们到底怎么回事啊？
How many times have we heard people saying that Christians all believe in the same Lord, but how many denominations and divisions you have?
是的，很可惜，对不对？
Yes, unfortunately.
许多爱主的弟兄姊妹，当我们讲为主做见证的时候，我们常常想到的是我们个人的见证。
Many brothers and sisters who love the Lord often focus on individual testimonies when sharing about the witnesses of the Lord.
但主要得着的是一个团体的见证。
However, the Lord desires a corporate testimony.
我们照着身体的原则，站在见证的原则上，一同侍奉，一同聚集。
We serve together and gather together following the principle of the body.
神的儿女们完完全全合为一，叫世人能够知道，能够相信主耶稣基督。
When the children of God are completely united, the world can come to know and believe in the Lord Jesus.
所以当身体被建立的过程里面，福音就传开了。
So during when the body is built up, the gospel is spread.
刚刚插出去讲一点
We'll branch off a little bit.
今天早上弟兄来跟我交通说他很怕说把我的负担没办法完全表达出来
This morning the brother came to me and said that he was afraid that he couldn't share the burden.
我跟弟兄说那些都不重要
And I told the brother that it doesn't matter.
当然不是不重要了但是更重要的是我希望弟兄姊妹看见的是我们两个人在上面如同一个人一样。
And of course, I'm not saying that this is not important. What I meant was that I would like to be seen as one body when we speak.
好，罗马书十二章也是大家非常熟悉的圣经。
And Romans is also a familiar book to us.
将身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
To offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, this is your spiritual act of worship.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and prove what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
再一次你看见文法上这里的身体是多数的，我们很多人把身体献上。
Once again, you see the term bodies are plural.
但是这里的旨意却是单数的，要成为那一个旨意。
But the word will is singular.
到了第五节，保罗就告诉我们那个旨意是什么。
In verse 5, Paul explained what this will is.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。
So in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others.
我说这些就是为了告诉弟兄姊妹，具体实行的路就在追求身体合一的见证。
What I share here is that the practical way is to share this testimony of one body.
大家是否记得主耶稣从死拉撒路从死里复活？
Do we remember the story of Nazareth being raised from dead?
主在地上最后一周，主骑着驴驹子进耶路撒冷。
In the final week of Jesus' time on earth, the Lord rode a donkey.
众人喊着是何塞纳，何塞纳，奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
The people shouted, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
几乎主的侍奉达到巅峰。
It seems like his ministry reached the peak.
然后约翰福音有一个记载。
There's a record in John.
他说有一些外邦人，就希腊人呢，他们来见腓力。求他说、我们想要见主耶稣。
Some Greeks approached Philip saying, We would like to see Jesus.
腓力就去告诉安德烈，安德烈呢就同腓力去告诉耶稣。
Philip went to tell Andrew, and Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus.
然后耶稣说呢，
Jesus replied,
人子得荣耀的时候到了。
The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds.
若有人要服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也在哪里。
Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be.
若是有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
My father will honor the one who serves me.
人要来看主耶稣。
People wanted to see Jesus.
主耶稣的回答却是说，我实实在在告诉你们，一粒麦子若不落在土里死了，人就是一粒。
Jesus' response is, I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed.
若是死了，就结出许多的子粒来。
If it dies, it produces many seeds.
当我们看救恩是为着我们自己的时候，我们常常领会这句话，就是说，主耶稣要上十字架，他要把永远的生命分享给我们。
When we see this verse, we often think to ourselves that the Lord goes on the cross and he will die for us and give us the life.
这是没有错的。
This is correct.
但这只是非常小的一部分。
But it's only a tiny portion of it.
更重要的，主的话是说，
More importantly, it says,
没有等到主耶稣从死里复活，没有等到教会基督的身体出现，你就不能真正的认识基督。
Without Jesus' resurrection, without the appearance of the church as the body of Christ, we cannot truly know the Christ.
主是那一粒麦子。
The Lord is the grain of wheat.
父亲是栽种埋下那一麦子的人。
And the Father is the sower.
栽种的父神，他要得着的神的种子，一个团体的基督。
The Father who sows desires to gain many sons of God, a corporate Christ.
基督是头，是教会，是基督的身体。
Christ is the head, church is the body of Christ.
为了这个身体的出现和建立，不仅主耶稣自己要上十字架。
For the body to appear and be built, Jesus himself went on the cross.
若有人服侍主耶稣，就当跟从主耶稣。
Who follows the Lord, who serves the Lord must follow him.
主耶稣在哪里，服侍主的人也要在哪里。
Where the Lord is, there will be His servants.
主耶稣走在十字架的道路上，服侍主的人也要走在十字架的道路上。
Jesus walk on the path of the cross, and those who serve Him must also walk on.
让这个身体能够被建立起来
，so that the body can be built up.
最后讲更实际的说明，更实际、更明显的说明。
And lastly, a more realistic sharing.
我们常常讲为主做见证。
We often say being the testimony for the Lord.
门徒跟随主三年多。
The disciples followed him for more than 3 years.
他们看见主行过许多的神迹奇事。
They've seen all the miracles that the Lord performed.
使死人复活。
Raising dead.
使水变酒。
Turning water to wine.
使瞎眼的看见。
Making the blind to see.
使瘸腿的起来行走。
Enabling the lame to walk.
甚至门徒他们自己也行过许多神迹奇事。
And even the disciples have also performed miracles.
主复活以后，这些门徒们他们也亲眼看见了复活的主。
And after the resurrection, they also saw the Jesus with their naked eyes.
论到为主做见证，我想这些人应该够资格了吧。
Talking about the testimonies, I think this group of people have the qualification.
但是你很稀奇
，But you might be amazed.
主复活升天以后，他并没有叫门徒们立刻出去为他做见证。
After the Lord's ascension, he did not send the disciples immediately to testify.
主反而叫他说：“你们都回到耶路撒冷去。”
Instead, he instructed them to return to Jerusalem.
在那里等候从上面来的能力
，and waited for the power to come from above.
这些爱主也愿意付代价的120个人。
These 120 believers who love the Lord.
他们不怕钉死耶稣的罗马政权，也不怕犹太公会。
They do not fear of the Roman government and the Jewish council.
所以他们听主的话，他们有十天的时间聚集在那里同心合意的祷告。
Therefore, they listen, and for 10 days they gather in one accord, praying.
到了五旬节那一天，圣灵降下来。
On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended.
满了那间屋子，然后他们就都被圣灵充满，圣灵像火焰的舌头一样降在个人身上，他们在那里述说神的荣耀。
The Holy Spirit filled the entire house. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and the tongues of the fire appeared above their heads. They began to proclaim the glory of God.
但是哥林多前书12章13节解释这件事情。
But 1 Corinthians chapter 12:13 says.
我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
For we were all baptized by one spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given that one spirit to drink.
这120个人在圣灵里面被浸成了一个身体。
These 120 people were baptized into one body in Holy Spirit.
这个身体就是基督的身体。
And this one body is the body of Christ.
这个身体就是教会的开始。
And this body is the beginning of church.
若只是这120个世界上最好的基督徒，还是不够的。
If we only have these 120 people, the best Christians in the world, we're as far from in.
他们必须被浸成一个身体。
They must be baptized into one body.
我们蒙召得救是个人的。
We're individually saved by grace.
但是我们所蒙的召却是一个团体的呼召，就是我们被蒙召出来成为基督的身体。
But our calling is corporate to be the body of Christ.
教会是被呼召成为基督的身体。
The church is called to be the body of Christ.
我们不是蒙召成为一个人的组织或是人的机构。
We're not called to be a human organization or institute.
我们蒙召成为一个活的生命体。
We're called to be a living corporate body.
所以我们谈到五旬节，人们常常注意的是那些声音和火焰的舌头。
So when we talk about the Pentecost, people often talk about the voice, the sound, and then the tongues of fire.
其实那些不过是外面的一点现象。
Those are only the external expressions.
五旬节最重要的意义乃是这120个人在圣灵里面浸成了一个身体。
The most important significance of Pentecost is that these 120 were baptized into one body.
这个身体就是基督的身体，这个身体就是教会的开始。
This body is the body of Christ and is the beginning of church.
所以当主在地上的时候，他从童女玛利亚取了一个身体。
When the Lord was on earth, he took the form of a physical body through the Virgin Mary.
在四福音书中，主是借着这个身体，他说话，他行事，他完成了救赎的工作。
In the four Gospels, the books of Gospels, the Lord spoke, acted, and completed the work of redemption.
那五旬节那一天呢，我们的主他又借着圣灵取了一个身体，但是这一次是一个团体的身体。
On the day of Pentecost, he again took the body on earth, this time a corporate body.
他要在这个团体的身体里面，他继续的说话，他继续的做事，所以使徒行传只是主继续在他四福音书里所做的所说的。
In this corporate body, the Lord continues to speak and work. Therefore, the book of Acts is essentially the continuation of what the Lord did and taught in the Gospels.
不过他在四福音中他所使用的身体是他个人的身体，但是他现在继续说话继续行事是用的是一个团体的身体。
But in the Gospels, the Lord used this physical individual body. And in Acts, he works through this corporate body.
所以使徒行传其实仍然是基督的行传，是基督借着基督的身体，就是教会在地上的生活侍奉。
The book of Acts is still the Acts of Christ, Christ working through his body, the church, to live and serve on earth.
主告诉门徒，主告诉教会说
，The Lord told his disciples and the church，
在这个身体的里面，你们要去为我做见证。
In this body, you are to go and bear witness for me。
只有在这个身体的里面，他要继续他所说的话，他所做的事。
It's only in this body that he continues to speak and to work。
神所盼望的、所要的是身体的侍奉。
What God desires and hopes is the service of the body.
读经的人都知道使徒行传没有结束，对不对？
For those who study the Bible know that Acts have no conclusion.
为什么？
Why?
因为主耶稣要在这个团体的身体的里面，他继续的说话，继续的做事，一直只等到神永远旨意的完成。
This is because the Lord Jesus continues to speak and act in his corporate body until the fulfillment of God's eternal purpose.
所以我们一再提醒说，我们个人属灵的成熟，乃是在团体的属灵的成熟里面，你才找得到意义的。
Therefore, we often reminded that individual spiritual maturity finds its meaning within the maturity of the corporate body.
我们个人属灵的追求，乃是在团体身体的建造里面，你才找得到意义的。
Personal spiritual pursuit only finds its meaning within the building up of the body.
一个真正追求做得胜者的是为着全体的教会。
A real pursuit of becoming an overcomer is for the sake of the entire church.
所以再说，今天在地上，在教会里面，那追求的路，实行的路，我们要追求身体合一的见证。
Again, we talk about the path to fulfill God's eternal purpose is talking about the testimonies as a corporate body.
教会是基督的真体，我想这个真理大家也很熟悉。
Church is the body of Christ. I believe we are all familiar with.
因为时间的关系，我想我只提一件我们常常忽略的事情。
And because of time, I only mention this one thing that we often overlook.
脚踏实地，接地气。
Being down to earth.
脚踏实地接地气
Being down to earth
基督身体的见证是脚踏实地的是地方的是接地气的
The testimony of the body of Christ is practical, local and down to earth
因为当我们提到教会是基督身体的时候它特别指责是为着见证说的
When we talk about the church as the body of Christ it's especially about the testimony
神的心意中全我们知道全宇宙中教会只有一个。
In God's purpose, in the whole universe, there's only one church.
包括古往今来历世历代的圣徒。
Including all the saints throughout history.
也包括世界各地信主的人。
And all the saints around the worldwide.
那是将来要从天而降的圣城新耶路撒冷。
It's the new Jerusalem coming from heaven.
但是教会在某一个时间中在某一个地方出现的时候 因为我们这个人受到时间和空间的限制，你就不可能跨越时空，跨越地方，与所有的圣徒们一同聚集，对不对？
However, when a church appears in a particular time and place, due to the limitation of time and space, it's impossible for all of us to gather together.
所以教会在地上，它是以见证的方式出现的。
Therefore, the church manifests on earth in the form of testimony.
它不是一个丰满的出现，因为只有整个宇宙性的教会才是基督的丰满。
It's not the full manifestation because the fullness belongs to the entire universal body of Christ.
什么是教会的见证呢？
What is the testimony of Christ, of church?
今天当地上有一个教会的光景，它虽然不是那么丰满，但是它却有宇宙性教会这个性质在里面的时候，这个叫做见证。
Even though the testimony of the local church is not full exhibition, but it has the essence of the universe.
见证的结果是什么呢？
What's the result of the testimony?
当有人进到聚会里面，他能够明白天上教会的意义是什么。
When someone enters into the gathering in the church, he can perceive the meaning of the heavenly church.
他能明白教会的意义是什么。
He can understand the meaning of the church.
这个叫做见证。
This is called testimony.
我们不是建立一个美好的团契生活，就是身体的见证。
It's not saying that we only create a harmonious fellowship and that's the testimony of church.
福音书中基督个人的身体和现在教会作为他团体的身体，这两个身体的形式虽然不一样，但是在功用上应该是一样的。
The gospel describes the personal body of Christ and also the church as a corporate body. The two forms are different, but the function is the same.
乃是为了彰显基督。
Is to manifest Christ.
基督是教会的头，教会是基督的身体。
Christ is the head, church is the body of Christ.
要注意一件事情，基督的身体不是在天上，乃是在地上。
We need to pay attention to this. The body of Christ is not in heaven, but on earth.
基督是头，在天上。
Christ is the head, he is in heaven.
虽然身体的地位没错，在天上。
Even though the position of church is right in heaven.
但是教会的实行却是身体却是在地上。
But the execution of church, is on earth.
所以我们不是等到将来我们才说我们到了将来圣城新耶路撒冷降下来之后我们才来彰显基督的合一。
So we're not saying that we are waiting for the future in heaven to display the testimony of unity.
这个合一见证的彰显是现在的，是在地上的。
The testimony of church is manifested now and on earth.
不是只是观念里面的，是脚踏实地的，是接地气的。
It's not just conceptual, but it's practical and grounded.
是我们地上，从我们地上的教会生活，我们的侍奉，从我们地上日常的生活。
It begins in our church life, service, and day-to-day living.
不论是我们的家庭生活、社会生活、工作等等，我们都是为了彰显这个身体的合一的。
Whether in family life, social life, or work, all aspects are to display the unity of the body.
所以我们一再说，我们不能够把圣的跟俗的分开。来到聚会是圣的，回到家就是世俗的。
So we cannot separate what's sacred and what's secular.
教会基督身体和见证是脚踏实地的，是接地气的。
The testimony of the church is practical and grounded.
基督徒整个的生活都是为着神的。
The entirety of Christian's life is for God.
我有一个非常好、非常熟识的弟兄，他后来不来聚会。
I have a brother that I know very well, but he stopped coming to the church.
我寻找他交通，他介绍我读一本书，叫做《Finding Church》。
I saw fellowship.
寻找教会。
I saw fellowship with him, but he recommended this book called Finding Church.
里面的思想意念就是教会是属灵的，是宇宙性的。
The idea in this book is that the church is spiritual and universal.
所以我在家我也是在教会的里面，我不一定要去教会的。
So it says in the book, being at home is also being in church.
所以我心里很难过。
I was saddened.
因为非常爱主、非常好的弟兄，一旦有了这个不正确的认识，你就很难再把它转过来。
He is a good brother who loves the Lord deeply. But once he adopts an incorrect understanding, it's very difficult to turn him back.
我知道在国内家庭教会里面有一些以往爱主服侍主做领袖的也受到这个教导的影响。
I know in many family churches, some leaders who previously loved the Lord were also impacted by this thought.
我想我必须做总结了。
I think I must conclude now.
我们聚集在一起弟兄姊妹是为了满足神的心。
The reason why we gather here is to satisfy God's heart.
我们是为了成全他的旨意。
We're to fulfill his purpose.
我们一同聚集一同被配搭是为了成全圣徒，建立基督的身体。
We gather together and work together is to build up the body of Christ.
不只是为着我们自己的需要。
It's not to meet our personal, needs.
教会我们不仅仅是一个器皿，用来盛装基督的祝福和丰满。
The church is not only a vessel to contain the fullness of blessing of Christ.
教会要成为神手中的工具 instrument。使神的旨意能够完成。
Church must also be an instrument in God's hand to accomplish His will.
弟兄姊妹，我再说，这不是一个道理。
Brothers and sisters, I repeat it again. It's not a principle.
有的弟兄姊妹知道我三年多前搬到波特兰，搬到 Houston.
Many of you know that I moved from Portland to Houston about 3 years ago.
今天当中有个波特兰的弟兄在这里。
We also have a brother from Portland.
我想我讲这些，他一定里面也很有感触的。
I believe when I mentioned about this, he also had the same feeling.
因为主的怜悯啊，1997年波特兰聚会刚开始的时候，我在那里。
By Lord's grace, when the gathering in Portland was started in 1997, I was there.
我记得波特兰聚会刚开始的时候呢，立刻就有当地的弟兄姊妹问一件事情。
Go ahead.I remember when the Portland gathering started, the brothers and sisters there started to have this question.
他们就问说，这里已经有一个华人聚会了，你们为什么要重新开始一个聚会呢？
They said, there's already one Chinese gathering here. Why did you start another one?
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常严肃的问题。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is a serious question.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们建立一个新的聚会只是为了满足自己的需要，这是使基督的身体分开。
If we establish a new gathering just to meet our own needs, it divides the body of Christ.
这是非常得罪神的，是我们连死都不敢做的事情。
And this deeply offends God, and this is something we dare not to do.
那一天，帮助我们年长的弟兄说：“哎，这个大问题要波特兰弟兄姊妹自己来回答。”
That day, an elder brother who helped us said that.This question must be answered by the brothers and sisters.
他说我不在波特兰，我没有办法代替波特兰弟兄姊妹回答。
He said, I do not live in Portland. I cannot answer the question on their behalf.
我起来照着我心中的负担回答说。
I stood up and spoke based on the burden in my heart.
我说我和我的姊妹刚刚搬到波特兰。
I said, my wife and I just moved to Portland.
我们每个主日，我们拿着电话黄页，一个教会一个教会的拜访。
Every Sunday, we took out the yellow page and called the phone number on it.
年轻人可能不懂什么叫黄页。
The young people might not know what the yellow page is.
就是以前没有 Google, 没有这些东西，电话号码簿是这么厚一本的。
Before we had Google, the phone book is this thick.
那黄页呢，就是那些所谓 commercial business 这边就在黄页里面。
And the yellow page contains all the commercial advertisements.
我们就翻着电话号码簿。一个聚会一个聚会去拜访。
So we turn the page one by one to call the number on the book.
我们需要一个属灵的家。
We need a spiritual home.
是的，我们有我们的需要。
Yes, we have our own needs.
但是我们有没有想过神的需要是什么？
But have we ever thought about what God's needs is?
神不爱惜他的儿子为我们钉在十字架上，我们有没有认真想过？神心中所要的是什么？
God did not withhold his son but sacrificed him on the cross for us.
我们有没有想过要满足神的心？
Have we thought about satisfying his heart?
所以弟兄姊妹，我再说，这不是一个道理。
I repeat again, this is not a principle.
巴不得我们虽然感觉自己很微弱，但是靠着神的恩典，我们能够忠心成为团体的见证人。
Even though we are weak, but by God's grace, we can become a faithful witness.
我们不要看见人的不完全，我们就把主所要的东西的标准降低了。
Let us not lower standards of the Lord because we see human imperfection.
因为这是我们追求的目标，不是说我们已经达到了。如果我们说我们达到，我们就老底家了。
This is the goal we pursue, not because we have already achieved it. Otherwise, we're, We should have this same longing, regardless what role we are in.
就是虽然我们不完全，但是我们却能够站在身体见证的原则上，一同侍奉，一同配搭。
Though we are imperfect, we stand on the principle of witnessing for the body of the Lord.
我就停在这里。
I'll pause here.